Haven't you noticed in your life that when things are going really, really well, generally speaking, there's some caca on its way? Hasn't that generally been the case? I mean, if you're, it's like, isn't life hills and valleys in the physical plane? There's ups, you know. And the good news is, when you're in the caca, there's a hill coming. It's the only direction you can go. You kind of, that's always been, it's this idea of always being happy 24 hours a day, all the time. It's like trying to find light 24 hours a day. The other thing, of course, is life and death. You know, we often have this idea that life and death are enemies to each other. Everything that has ever died must have what? Must have lived. You can't have death without life. And the reverse is always true. Every top has a bottom, every inside has an outside, every front has a back. Everyone who has ever lived also must have died. Death and life are partners. They're not enemies. We've gotten this idea that they're enemies, and we have books about how to slay it, and we worry about it, and it's this tremendous anxiety that we live with over whether we're going to live and when, how long we're going to live, and death is something that shouldn't happen. But death is just, the physical plane is life and death. Everything comes into the physical plane. It's quiet dust. Emily Dickinson had this wonderful poem. She said, "This quiet dust was gentlemen and ladies and lads and girls, was laughter and ability and sighing and frocks and curls." So simple. All this dust that you see, you hold it up in your hand. What was it before? This quiet dust. Gentlemen and ladies, all of us.